Hey everyone, this is Eric Mark. Today I have some great news. It turns out Silver Light 3 has been released. It's out there in beta form, no go live yet, but it is out in the wild. We can download it, we can play with it. And today I want to go over, first of all, just an overview, you know, what I think about Silver Light 3. We're going to talk about some of the details, some of the cool things that are in there. And then I have a special announcement regarding the Silver Light tour. The first thing, the overview, Silver Light 3, basically, if you were to make a list of things that you would like to see in Silver Light, that list of things, it appears in Silver Light 3. It's pretty amazing. I think this demonstrates Microsoft's their commitment to the platform, which is huge for me, right, being a Silverlight consultant. But the platform just got a lot better. So let's talk about it. Silverlight 3, what are the big things that are in there? I think the first thing, and maybe the most shocking thing, is just the 3D support, actual GPU support built into Silverlight 3. Now, we get a bunch of things. We get perspective 3D. I don't know if you remember, but when we talked to Bill Rees, he said that we didn't have non-affine transforms in Silverlight 2, and that's actually a problem for people developing games in Silverlight. Well, we have them. Perspective 3D, pixel shader APIs, we have bitmap effects, as I was mentioning, GPU support. You can even write your own pixel shaders. Now, what this says to me, these graphics enhancements, it says to me that Microsoft is thinking that we could use Silverlight as a game platform. Now, we knew you could use Silverlight as a game platform for simple sorts of games, you know, those Flash sorts of games that are puzzle games or whatever, kind of simple. But we have the potential to actually use Silverlight for, dare I say, 3D games. Now, I don't think you're going to see the newest and the best 3D games running on Silverlight, but I think there's real potential for us to make some amazing stuff there. Lots of other stuff, including some deeper level stuff. So the resource story has been changed. So one of the things is it was very hard to share resources before. Turns out now we can share resources, which is going to make things a lot better there. There is also support for dynamic resources. So if you ever had to change resources dynamically, it was a bit of a pain in Silverlight 2. That story gets a lot better in Silverlight 3. In addition, we get some things that we were just kind of missing that we could get around, but it's nice to have them. So, for instance, element-to-element binding. The common scenario here is if you had a list box and a user selected the list box, we used to have to write this little bit of code that said, take that selected item and then bind it to the details display, however we were going to display those details. Well, it turns out now the story is much better because we have this element-to-element binding, which means in XAML, just in that declarative sort of way, we can match up, in this case, the items from the list box. When you select them, we can match that up to the details display, and we can do that all declaratively. Another huge announcement is that Silverlight will be supported outside of the browser. That is, if you've ever used Adobe Air to install Flash applications, they look just like regular applications on your system. So whether you're on a Windows or a Macintosh system, you can launch an application, and it's almost secondary that it's running inside of Flash. Well, the same thing with Silverlight. We're going to be able to install Silverlight applications to the user system. Now, what does this mean? I don't know. To me, it's not a big deal. I don't mind so much seeing an application inside the browser frame. To some people, though, I think they have a hard time imagining a full-fledged, powerful application inside the browser frame. And so for them, having the ability to have an application that's actually installed on the system, I think it's pretty powerful, and it's going to make, you know, a seamless transition in their minds to, you know, a full-fledged browser application. The other bit there is we have some extra support for monitoring network connectivity, so we can write fully-fledged applications, Silverlight applications that exist without an internet connection. So if you're, working on your laptop and you're at 30,000 feet, you can launch one of these applications. It can detect whether or not the network is enabled And if it isn't, it can take the appropriate action. Now, there's a bunch of new stuff. I want to point you to a couple of blog posts if you want to read in detail. I'll give you the first one, and then is Sean's blog post talking about Silverlight 3, and that's shrinkster.com/15B7, and he has a great overview of what's in there. And then also Tim Hewer has a great blog post at shrinkster.com/15B8. Again, a lot of good information if you want to read about it. Turns out Blend has also been upgraded in some kind of cool ways. They have this new functionality that allows you to sketch out an application very easily and then actually fill it out with XAML. So lots and lots of exciting stuff. And then also I have an exciting announcement, the Silverlight Tour. I'm an instructor along with Sean Wildermuth for the Silverlight Tour, and we are immediately going to be supporting Silverlight 3. So if you already signed up for a class, you're going to have Silverlight 3 content included in that class starting immediately. I think our next class is early April 2009 in Chicago. And so if you're interested in Silverlight 3, you want to find out what it has to offer, that would be one avenue. So there you are, Silverlight 3, it's out in the wild. Good luck, take care, and thanks for listening.